Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi there, everybody. Winter driving season. I know it's raining today, but just work with me, all right? It is winter. Reckless drivers are everywhere. You've seen the accidents. Last week, we got two snowflakes. There were 17 pileups. If you are injured in an auto accident, there is one attorney you need to hire. It's David Femininio. Pick up the phone right now. You can talk to David personally by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com, 855-65-CRASH, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You know, although we're not starting with the Wings, we are going to get to them today. Kenny, at what points does it go from a new coach bump to like new coach eruption or some form of like replacement surgery or penile enhancement? I mean, what on earth?
Eruption is a great word.
It's a new coach eruption, 7 in a row. What on earth? We're going to get there because Rico and I have questions.
3 minutes in. Did not have that on the bingo card.
That's what we're here to do, Rico. Surprising moments. We're going to get to it. I promise. Because I want to know who I get to blame. And I can't decide. But it's awesome what the Wings are doing. And certainly the Pistons are relevant. But let's start. Wild card weekend, Rico. How do I do this? I can't arrive like where the morning show does, where it's just like that they should put down rubber sheets. And
hey, the Lions won again. They didn't play. I know, but they won.
Right. But my point is, if you were rooting for optimal outcomes, not that there are free rides. I don't believe in that. The optimal outcome is bring us the rookie quarterback. Now, that was good. I think it has more to do with I didn't want to play the Rams or Vikings. I just didn't. No, I didn't want to. Your microphone needs to be on to speak.
I get the Rams. Not the Vikings?
Yeah, just because it's in division and they played so poorly against you 2 weeks ago. Kind of a bounce back thing. Look, it's also, I don't want to play a team a third time. The point is we don't have to worry about it. So you get the rookie quarterback. I also thought, you know what? Predictably, you and I talked about this. Eagles looked rusty. It's almost like if your quarterback doesn't play for a month, your passing game might not be sharp. Mm-hmm. So the whole weekend, and by the way, not that you're like, you know what? I'm just going to say it. Fans do root for injuries. Like, I know that the PC police will be out there, be like, oh my God, you can't say that. I just did, okay? If every Eagle's head could fall off, I would root for it. Mm-hmm. But the point is, oh my God, yeah, my heart bleeds. No, I don't want grown-ass men to lose their career, but I do want the Lions to win a Super Bowl. N'Kobe Dean is out for the year. Mm-hmm. Which I know hurt you because you loved him.
I did.
And I don't know why teams passed on him, but he's a star with the Eagles. He blew out a tendon. No one knows which one. Yeah. I just know it'll keep him from playing against you in 2 weeks. So look.
Yeah, he's captain of the defense. Like, wait, but nobody liked him.
No. Bottom line, I think everything you could have asked for as a Lions fan took place. Now, here's the question. I don't do, like, I got upset with Cookies on the podcast. I don't do this double-digit disco crap. I don't, like, winning in the playoffs is hard. This is a really difficult thing to do. You know what your job is? Win. 1-0 each week. You got 3 games left in your season. Win. I don't care. It could be by one. What I'm not going to do is call for blowout victories and nonsense. But my question was this. This is a rookie quarterback, or is it? Mm-hmm. Because what Jaden Daniels is doing is not what rookie QBs do. Now, I'm not going to. Here's my point to you, Rico. Look, only 4 rookies have won road playoff games. Okay. Now he's going to go in the divisional round. He's got to come here. Is he the outlier in this where it shouldn't just be viewed as an auto W? Because he breaks defenses. And I know I don't have a lot of respect for Todd Bowles, who I swear is a wax figurine. But he breaks the best made plans. We're going to spy you. No, you're not. We're going to play zone. I'm going to thread the needle. We're going to go man. I'm out the back door.
We're going to double spy you.
Last night when they dropped eight.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I hate spying quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But what is your take on it? Did it seemed like it came up aces for the Lions here. I feel good going into this week.
It did, but I don't think that people, the double-digit discount, disco, no. I don't think that Lions fans should be as overly confident as they are. Because, yes, well, he's a rookie quarterback. And we're going to hear that for the next 5 days. We're going up against a rookie quarterback. Okay, guys, that just tells me you haven't taken a look at what this guy has done. He's actually beat the team that you're, air quote, afraid of, the Eagles. He's done that. Last second stuff, no problem to him. Just when you think you have him down, he'll scramble. The Bucs thought they had him a couple times. He found a way out of it, extended a play, or just picked up a first down. He is different. And we talked about it. It reminds me, in order for the Commanders, and look, I think the Lions will win the game, but...
Oh, you say that for the people in the back before Ticketex explodes with, Rico hates us!
I think the Lions will win the game, but I can't jump aboard this whole, well, he's a rookie quarterback and it's going to be so easy, and look what Vegas has to say. No,
so you don't want to put on a sequin shirt and look like a bleep hole?
No.
Okay,
I do not. I do not. Because you know what he is? He basically... He's a rookie, but he's not. He plays, as you said, well above his game. It's almost like the Lions this year, how they were any given Sunday proof. They should have lost a lot of games, and it made no sense, but they just kept winning. No defensive players? Don't worry about it. Quarterback throws five picks? Don't worry about it. They kept finding ways to win. Daniels finds ways to win. Now, there is a way that he could walk in here. He would have to come in here and rush, in my opinion, for over 80 yards and throw for over 200 yards and just give the Lions fits. The Lions defense, let's face it, it's not great, okay? Your job is to maintain and corral him. You shut him down, you shut that team down. But then once you get him down, it's like a cockroach. You got to kill it. Can't just let it go because he'll scamper away and come back to bite you. I look at this team, I look at what Jaden Daniels is, he's Lamar Light. He's very Lamar Jackson-esque, and Lamar Jackson is probably the one quarterback that I don't think this team wants to face.
It's interesting because the Commanders are almost like government cheese version of the Lions.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Yeah.
They go for it on fourth down.
That was about, yes.
Their offense has these moments. You can't stop it. I mean, if you throw the ball up to McLaurin, he's going to come down with it. But the Lions are just a better version, a more yes. built version. Look, the Lions are winning. But what I'm not going to do is, Lions 50, Commanders 2. I can't do that. Jesus, let's have a little respect.
I mean, in this game, Mike, I mean, we could honestly set the prop bet casino over under 3.5 total punts in the game. Why? Because much like the Lions and how we love the grit and Dan Campbell and Dan Gamble, he goes for it. What do you think the Commanders are going to do? They play four down football.
They know they can't kick a field goal. And the over-under in the game, by the way, if you care about stuff like this, you'd think this is Texas Tech versus Colorado, 56.5. So, look, I think the Lions should be able to move the football. I think the Lions' offense, it's kind of a non-negotiable. I don't know that anyone will shut them down except for themselves.
Correct.
Like with mistakes. Defensively, we've put it in Aaron Glenn's hands. How do you come up with a plan for Jaden Daniels? I'm sure they're at the facility all week to figure it out. I don't have a great answer, right? No. You and I just said this. Spy him? No. Blitz him? I think.
You better get home
Listen, if you maintain your rush lane integrity and you don't run by the guy, yes. You can't just sit back. So it's I'm going to be interested to see what Glenn does. But look, this of all the teams, this is who you wanted in the NFC. So you got it. And I do believe you're going to win the game. Yeah. I just, what I wanted to start the week with is, look, I've seen this play out before. I think Rico has a point. I've watched a young Michael Vick go on the road to Green Bay or go to Philly, and just, he's the best player on the field. Mm-hmm. Colin Kaepernick, his first debut in the playoffs, go to Green Bay, rush for 140 yards, best player on the field. The only pathway, the Doctor Strange pathway, if you will be nervous Sunday, if you're going to be nervous, is that. Jaden Hill's going to have to be the unicorn. He's going to be the best mm-hmm. player on the field and break you. Now, is that going to happen? I don't think so. Not enough. I think there'll be moments. Mm-hmm. But I would like to think the Lions will win this game, and no, you won't be bleeping yourself with about 2.5 minutes to go. Because, look, the only way the Commanders can win, control TOP, you know, are they going to be able to keep the Lions off the field? You can't kick field goals. And look, no disrespect to our friends down in Disneyland or whatever the hell Tampa is with their stupid pirate ship, Ford Field ain't that.
No.
Ford Field is a whole different animal. So, yeah, that's great that Jaden walked into, you know, Epcot Center. That's not what we're bringing. Lions fans are going to bring the heat on Saturday night.
Well, here's the thing, too. And, you know, Lions fans are thinking, looking at, oh, look at the Minnesota game and the defense is back. You force Minnesota to play a game that they are not comfortable playing, that they're not used to playing. Minnesota's going for it instead of kicking field goals because they're trying to match the Lions points for points. That's what the Commanders do.
Yeah.
They go for it all the time. It's
a year from now, I'd be afraid of the Commanders. Now, no. Next year, no, I think there'll be a distinct problem, which is such a great thing that the Giants won enough games not to take Jaden Daniels. What a blessing.
That's okay. You got a quarterback this year.
Uh-huh. But I'd love to hear from the people on this. Look, this happened the way I think you would have wished for it to happen.
On Friday, a lot of people said that the Commanders were number one on their list of teams that they wanted to play. I had them at number three because I thought you wanted the Vikings back. The blood was still fresh. The wounds hadn't healed. Stitches were still there.
I'm glad this didn't happen because I didn't want to have to fight you all week. I couldn't disagree more. But guess what? It doesn't matter. No. Because now they have to go to Philly and deal with those animals.
Green Bay's on crutches.
Our Eagle fans, this is what I mean. Everything wrong with humanity. Everything wrong with NFL. Packers-Eagles. Pretty nondescript game. Videos of an Eagle fan husband berating his Packer fan wife. Fans attacking Packer fans. What are we doing here? This is why nobody likes them. They're animals.
Yeah, the fan who attacked the other guy's wife was so defiant. Like, what do you mean I can't call her that? She is that. Like, wow. He's just, what are you going to fight about it? Wow.
I hate
We that. Are tripling down yeah, yeah. on this.
He's the
and
kid.
And then he's an old guy. Like, I'm quite sure he could probably take you out with one punch, but nah, Philly.
Right. I can't with that fan base. Look. You guys tell me where you're at. I think it's good vibes this week. I think, obviously, it's fun to talk about the game a little bit, break it down. Is there one way out for the opponent to get you? Yeah. But to me, as long as the Lions play their B-plus game, they should be fine. Now, whether that covers 8-9 points, that's not the conversation. Do you win? It's just go 1-0, man. Win the game. And this is the beauty of being the one seed. You've earned this. Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody bleep talk you and say that you haven't earned playing the easiest team. No, it's exactly what you did over the last 18 weeks.
Yeah,
just like the Chiefs. I hate their guts, but they deserve to play the Texans. Why? Because somehow, whatever blood oath Mahomes has with Satan, they won every game. Mm-hmm. But no, vibes are good, man, and the pathway is there. Now, you don't even have to watch tonight.
No.
It's perfect. Plus, I love the Saturday night time slot.
I do, too.
I love it. I don't know why. I dig it. I don't want it. I don't want to have to wait till Sunday. I'm waiting all day for Saturday night and play the damn game.
I just want Tom Brady in town.
No.
The dignitary. Brady's going to be. Magic's going to be here. They're all going to be here for this game.
You can keep Magic. Have Magic write a check once in a while, will you, please? You're tired of seeing him up on TV and you don't get any of his money. Listen, the Brady thing has to stop. I need Brady to walk away at the end of this offseason. I need him to go run the Raiders.
I think he is. Awful. He's more heavily invested in the Raiders. I don't think that this broadcasting thing is going to be much longer. He's going to do it as long as the NFL is going to pay him, as long as the networks are going to pay him, but I don't think this is his passion.
This you crazy, really?
Yeah, this
neither was his marriage.
This is just pizza money for him.
So here we go. Let's get to it.
I don't like him.
This is, okay. Be curious.
That roast was amazing, by the way. If you haven't watched the Brady roast, incredible. If you want to see Tom Brady almost puke on himself, watch that roast. Holy mercy. My God. Go ahead. Sorry. hey, have you ever thought about a career doing this?
No.